This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. More than a million American households spent the holidays without power as extreme, bitterly cold weather gripped much of the country. Most people have their power back now, but the widespread outages were the latest evidence of the fragility of the U.S. power grid. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on what's being done to shore up the grid and ensure the lights stay on for everyone.
With each passing year, the electrical grid that delivers our power gets a little more vulnerable, says Trevor Kerwin, director of strategic partnerships at automotive consumer company Shiva.ai.
Increasingly, the hardware that we use to deliver it, the wires, the substations, all of that is getting a little run down.
Kerwin says some utilities haven't done enough to maintain their aging systems. And now climate change is making extreme weather events and impacts on the grid worse.
We need a massive maintenance project around the power grid to increase resiliency as there's more storms and the storms are harsher.
Many utilities underestimated the amount of demand for electricity there would be over the holidays, and some power plants failed to operate, says Simon Mahan, executive director of the Southern Renewable Energy Association. He says to minimize future blackouts, the country needs more transmission lines to move power from where it's being generated to where it's needed.
If you're not able to send enough megawatts from one region to another, then it's sort of like you're pinching a straw and not allowing enough flow from one to the next.
Last month, the Biden administration announced $13 billion in funding to harden the nation's power grid against extreme weather and climate change, and to build new transmission lines. Demand on the grid is expected to grow with the push to decarbonize, says Peter Fox Penner of Energy Impact Partners.
That is changing how the system has to be designed and operated and built.
Another critical need, he says, is building more local power storage to make the grid cleaner and more resilient. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.